Jason Longshore joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And, of course, he's our soccer analyst for our Atlanta United. Jason, what a performance, man, by our Atlanta United. But more importantly for me, you know, we were concerned with the injuries. I mean, no LGP, no Greg Garza, no Escobar, and we still roll.
No one would have ever guessed that that back line with Chris McCann, Michael Parkhurst, and Miles Robinson would have had a clean sheet in this one against LAFC. It was a great performance all the way around, but it started with the defense.
Telling you, man, the young guys, we were so worried, Jason, as we were talking and fretting, if you will, about all the guys we were turning over, and could the backups, is this just a sign that our reserves are so strong? We're just such a solidly built team?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're a year and a couple months in now. So you have guys like Miles Robinson, who was your second pick in the Super Draft last year, didn't see a lot of time with the first team, had an Open Cup appearance, had some games on loan with the Charleston Battery. But those two matches that he was able to play with ATL UTD 2 in the USL got him ready for that performance where he really didn't make any mistakes. In his MLS debut against a team with that much firepower, Miles Robinson was excellent.
That he was. We're talking with Jason Longshore here on Dukes and Bell. And you get a chance to hear Jason call the games right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The penalty to start the game on Chris McCann, what was your initial take? And how lucky were we to have that thing reversed? Because, again, the video review played into our favor, but the crowd where we were, Mike and I, well, everybody's booing. I mean, we couldn't believe it.
The wind went right out of our sails, man. I thought the game was over right there.
Oh, absolutely. But watching it live, it didn't look like a red to me. It was awkward, though, because McCann went in very strong. But that's why you have video assistant referee. That's why you have that replay system now, because the referee saw it live, thought it was a red, went with his gut, but he knew he had backup. And when you see the video and you look at it, it wasn't studs up. You know, it looked like McCann got to the ball first and then tried to get as small as he could to not take Benny Failhaber out.
Right.
You know, the yellow card was the right call, in my opinion.
Okay, because I was going to ask, at first I thought, should he even get anything on that one? Is our man Longshore. You can follow him at Longshoe on Twitter. Talk about United with him at Longshoe. Jason, of course, does the call along with Mike Conti here on 92.9 The Game, your home of Atlanta United. So once we got through that, like, you know, near heart attack over the red card, things started to play out, and then all of a sudden, man, we're better on the counter. Is this more about the 3-5-2? Seems like we're less press and more counter on our attack.
A little bit more just about the last two opponents and the situations. You know, these last two games are the first time you can think back through Atlanta United history, as short as it is, that they didn't dominate possession. You know, these are two games where you had, you know, little of the ball, you sat back and you soaked up pressure, but against LAFC, you were able to break out and get out on that counterattack, which is lethal with the speed Atlanta United has. And when guys like Julian Gressel are playing at that level and defending well, but then getting forward and being dangerous. And I'll go back to the second half of this game. It was still tight at halftime, 1-0, could have went either way. The substitution Tata Martino made, bringing in Kevin Kratz for Tito Villalba. Tito struggled to find his way in this match. Really wasn't a lot for him in the attacking end. Miguel Almiron was kind of struggling outside of good work on the defensive side. Getting Almiron up top with Martinez and bringing in Kratz and his playmaking ability in the midfield, that's what sprung the second goal. It was Kratz's ball over the top to Gressel.
Jason, what did you make of Romario Williams' score? I mean, an incredible goal. That made it 5-0. Listen, the game was over, but that was just like, you know, the icing on the cake.
Such a moment for Romario Williams, a guy who has been in the second division, scoring goals, double-digit goals the last 2 years with the Charleston Battery, one of the leading scorers in the lower divisions. And he's really solidified his spot as Joseph Martinez's backup here right now. Mm-hmm. He's shown he can handle this level. Great individual moment. And you have to feel better than we did last year when Martinez was out for an extended period of time and it was kind of mixing and matching up top. You feel like Romario Williams can slot right in there anytime you need it now.
Here's the thing, as we talk with Jason Longshore at Longshoe on Twitter about our Atlanta United and a great win and another match coming up, what, Sunday night against NYFC, 6 o'clock at Mercedes-Benz. What do we do when Barco comes back, Jason? Because a lot of guys were asking me at the bar. Oh, that's where I get these, you know, big questions asked at Mercedes-Benz. But what do we do? Who's going to be the odd man out when Barco comes and starts?
That's the big mystery. In the 3-5-2, I think it's a lot trickier to get Barco in from the start. I mean, I think you're looking at him as the number 10 or as the second forward. And Miguel Almiron has been great this season. You're not going to pull him right now. You'd probably pull Tito Villalba, have him come off the bench, and start Barco next to Martinez. If you go back to the 4-2-3-1, it's a little bit more comfortable to get Barco and Villalba on the field together. But what do you do in the back, or do you sit Villalba still and play Gressel at right wing? What I think is going to happen, honestly, is they're going to ease Barco in. You don't have to rush him. You don't have to start him first time out. You can ease it in, and you can mix and match based off the opponent. This team is more than 11, 12 deep like they were last year. You're going a good 15, 16, 17 deep. You can play guys based on form and based off the opposition.
Talk to me about Julian Gressel. Julian Gressel and how well he's playing.
This role just seems ready-made for him. You know, I mean, Julian Gressel came in last season out of the draft. He played forward for Providence College, and you're expecting him to be kind of a jack-of-all-trades attacking sub. Now he's playing a right wingback role like he was born to do it. It's not an easy role either because he has a lot of defensive responsibilities. But what he is, what he's done is he's so good in the passing game. His vision of the whole field is so strong. Think back to how many quality crosses Julian Gressel puts in, and not just ones like right. Saturday, where he picked out Martinez in the back post. The cutback cross, a little short pass. Gressel's passing ability is great. At times, I want him to be a little safer in his own half.
Okay.
Sometimes he takes some unnecessary chances. But Julian Gressel's showing that he's a starting-level player and a top player in MLS.
I love the crowd vibe. Obviously, you know what you're going to get from all the support groups going bananas. How much fun was it? Is it Laurent Simon? Am I pronouncing it correctly? The goon for LAFC?
Yes.
Every time that
Laurent Simon.
Every time that bald bum was touching the ball, Carl, the crowd laid a cascade of boos down on him for some dirty play.
That was another one that it would not have surprised me if that went to the video assistant referee or even this week if it goes to the disciplinary committee because mm-hmm. Didn't catch it live, but when you see that replay,
Martinez?
He takes a peek over his shoulder. Yeah, he takes a peek to see where Martinez is,
pow!
And then he steps into him.
Yeah, it looked jive when we saw it on the replay. I went home and I watched the game, and I apologize because I was there live and in person. For those of Carl who weren't lucky enough to have tickets, you've got to find the way to sync up your radio, either on the computer to listen to Mike Conti and Jason, because Max Bretos... He does LAFC as his home gig.
Yes, he does.
He was the national announcer, and it was unbearably unlistenable, my brother.
It was very one-sided.
Yes, it was.
Hey, my man, great job on the call, Jason. Thank you so much for jumping on with us, as always. We'll talk to you later in the week about our next match. NYCFC is going to be on at Mercedes-Benz this weekend. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.